7-yard gain for Sweeney on the keeper. And they move it another 5 yards, so they are directly at midfield at the 50-yard line. At the 50-yard line, 49-yard line, their own territory. First and 10 are the Ubley Bearcats. 51 yards for a score, 5:25 to do so before halftime. They trail 22-0 to Reese. T formation, handoff right up the middle, caught at the line of scrimmage, nothing going there. He hit the line of scrimmage and hit a brick wall. That's number 12, Brian Bland, a 5'5" running back. He's a senior. No gain.
That brick wall is also known as Brandon Bauer, number 79.
Second and 10. It's now Harbor Beach 28-0, 8:29 left in the second quarter. 28-0 Harbor Beach over Merrill in Harbor Beach. The one in front of us right now, Ubley with the ball, trailing 22-0 to Reese. Second and 10 at midfield. Another handoff to the left side. Number 12, Bland, gets out for about 8 yards this time, out to the 43-yard line. Rumbles and tumbles down into Reese territory for a 8-yard gain, third and 2.
Number 21, Trevor Albers, made the tackle.
Ubley starting to get momentum on their side, starting to fire at more cylinders. They're about a V6 right now. They need to get to a V8 to take out this Division 7, number 2 ranked Reese Rockets. Third and a long 2, handoff to the left side to Rutkowski. He has the first down up to the 35-yard line, and he dives through that left hole for the first down, a 7, let's call that 8-yard gain for number 20, David Rutkowski, and he flies through the gates and brings in a first and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats.
Number 54, Kyle Yatsevich, makes the tackle.
I'd call him a V6 now with variable valve timing.
Nice run there by Rutkowski. It's only his second carry of the night, and he hit the hole flying and had made a nice gain. Good blocking by the offensive line.
Ubley still in the T formation. It's a handoff right up the middle. He gets about 5 yards. That was the wrong man. Faked me out. He gets about 3 yards out to the 33-yard line. On the bow of the pile is number 20. Number 40, Ryan Haig. That's his first carry of the night, and it's good enough for 3 yards. At the 33-yard line are the Ubley Bearcats, 2nd and 7. They have 3 minutes and 22 seconds before they hit the locker rooms for the end of the first half. T formation, working off the left hash, left to right across the radio, are the Ubley Bearcats. Sweeney keeps it for himself around the left end, past the line of scrimmage, out to the 30-yard line. This is going to be a gain of 2, and now we're looking at a 3rd and 4.
Number 9, Adam Jansen, makes his first tackle of the night.
3rd and 4 for the Ubley Bearcats, creeping deeper and deeper into the Reese territory, trying to get their first score on the night. 3rd and 4 from the left hash. I'll be discussing this one over in the huddle. 2:45 left. Clock continues to wind down in the second quarter. Reese 22, Ubley nothing. 3rd and 4 from the 30-yard line in Reese territory. T formation for the Bearcats. Been playing it all night, and this one's a handoff to the right side to Rutkowski. He dives forward to about the 27. Gain of 3. Number 5, Kurt Kabowski. Not sure who I said, even. And now 4th and 2. It seems short, but when you're facing this maroon and gold defensive line, it seems like an eternity.
I like the play call there, though. 3rd and 4, you know it's 4-down territory. You're down by 3 scores. You're in Reese's side of the football field. No reason to not go with your bread and butter. Try and get 2, 3, 4 yards out of that play. They got halfway there. Look for them to probably do it again, try and have their offensive line win the battle.
4th and 2, wing T. It's Sweeney around the right side for himself. He has it. He's out to the 20-yard line and finally forced out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. A late flag pulled on that. Not quite sure if that's a flag or just where he went out of bounds. And that's going to be a first down by a whole bunch of yards. The first down marker was at the 20, and he got all the way down to the 14. It's an 8-yard gain for Nick Sweeney, and a 1st and 10, more importantly, for the Ubley Bearcats.
The quarterback, Cody Piak, made the tackle, but a nice cut-up field and tiptoeing down the sideline was quarterback Nick Sweeney, and a nice run there.
T formation for Ubley. It's a handoff to number 5, Kurt Kabowski, down the right hole. Gets down to about the 11-yard line. Gain of 3 for the Bearcats. Now 2nd and 7. Minute 38 left in the first half. Ubley D deeper and deeper into the Reese territory in the red zone at the 11-yard line.
Number 12, Tony Bentley makes a tackle.
That was the 10th play of this drive for Ubley. They got it with 5 minutes and 39 seconds left on the clock. They've ripped off about 4 minutes and 10 seconds on this drive alone. T formation, Sweeney on the right hash at the 11-yard line of Reese. Rolling to his left on the keeper. Gets to the original line of scrimmage and dives into about the 8-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 3. 2. We'll call 2, and now a 3rd and 4. 1 minute to play in the half.
Number 9, Adam Jansen made the tackle there. So far, I'll be drawing it up just like they needed to. They're going to keep Reese's offense off the field, and a chance to score before the half is critical if they want to get back in this game.
Nick Sweeney, 6 carries for 23 yards on the night. He leads everyone for the night. He also has 51 yards in passing. Working off the left hash, 40 seconds left in the first half. 3rd and 4 for the Bearcats. Sweeney rolling to his right, looking to pass, and Reese is all over him and comes in with the sack way back at the 19-yard line. Sweeney is frustrated. Now a 4th and long. And now Reese coming back on firepower on the defense, and Ubley calls their second timeout of the half.
The sack was created by number 70, Tanner Van Petten. Nice job there as he came through the defensive line, offensive line, unblocked.
A 9-yard loss for Nick Sweeney on that sack. Now pushes Ubley all the way back to the 19-yard line. 4th and 16 coming up. In between the hash marks on the right side of your radio, Ubley called their second timeout. What kind of call do you think here Dave Kaufman is drawing up for his offense here for Ubley?
Well, considering it's 4th down, they're going to heave something up in the air. I haven't seen them run any trick plays in the games we've watched, reverse or anything like that. So I expect them to throw the ball down into the end zone and hope that one of his bigger receivers, guys like Jonathan Bisher, can haul something in against this fairly short Reese defensive backfield.
29.5 seconds before halftime. Ubley facing a 4th and 16 from the Reese 19-yard line. After a sack on 3rd down. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Dave Hansen to the right. I'm Clark Ramsey doing the numbers. That's Kylie Kamoski in a toasty, warm booth here in Reese, Michigan. Even our statistician is warm. 4th and 16. Here comes Ubley out of the huddle. 2 receivers to the right. 2 men in the backfield. Wing T to the right. Sweeney under center. Those receivers, one's the slot, 1 out wide. That's number 20 and number 11. Sweeney rolling to his right, slinging this one out into the corner of the end zone, and it is caught. Number 20, David Rakowski, goes up for the jump ball, and he brings in the touchdown for Ubley. Ubley on the first board, on the score for the first time tonight, now makes it 22-6. Ubley on the board.
What a play. What a throw and catch. Nick Sweeney does a nice job. Actually had a little time in the pocket that time to deliver a ball into the end zone. And just like we thought, David Rakowski goes up and makes a catch over Matt Frost defending him one-on-one, goes up and makes a play for his team. Nice job by the senior, David Rakowski.
A 19-yard grab for David Rakowski in the near sideline corner of the end zone. Faced with a 4th and 16, Ubley now going for 2. Sweeney's going to try and sling this one to the same spot. And this one is brought in. Are they saying they did catch it? The pass was complete to number 5, Kurt Kaboski, for the 2-point conversion. And now Ubley is rolling with 23.9 seconds before halftime. It's now Reese 22, Ubley within 14 at 8. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.